KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Auditor General says there's been an improvement in KZN's municipal audit outcomes for the 2023-24 financial year compared to previous years. It says 7 of the province's 55 municipalities received clean audits, a slight increase from 3 in the previous year. Here's the Auditor General's business unit leader, Nomalungelo Mkhize.
We hope that this number obviously continues to increase from a clean audit perspective, as it demonstrates that the municipalities and the officials are able to present credible set of financial statements.
Mkhize has been briefing COGTA and SCOPA committees in the KZN legislature.
All our municipalities that we audit, all of them did submit their financial statements on time for us to start the audit. And it was on the completion then of the audit that we had the delay from Sunduzi municipality because of a dispute from finding that we had to conclude upon. And then their audit was signed in the month of February.
The Federated Hospitality Association of South Africa says early indicators show that eThekwini's safety and economy has improved drastically.
Durban is improving in terms of safety and security. We didn't have one tourism-related crime reported in the entire December and Easter period.
The Premier's office has reported that the football final between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates in Durban over the weekend injected over 93 million rand into the provincial economy. Fidasa's Brett Tange says hotels and resorts had a good occupancy rate as well.
The consensus was that there was very good occupancy throughout the Durban City Bowl. Beachfront hotels, you know, up towards Musgrave, Tlanga, good occupancy for the weekend. Top of that, we've got the G20 meeting, which is helping a few hotels as well. It's actually a very good run for Durban City.
And 5 suspects have been nabbed for possession of illegal firearms and ammunition in KwaMashu, north of Durban. Police say the suspects were also found with drugs during their arrest at a filling station in Bridge City this morning. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says when officers approached the vehicle the suspects were traveling in, several rounds of ammunition were found.
The driver of the vehicle claimed to be an e-hailing driver who was hired by the suspect. However, he failed to produce the license of the firearm which was found in his possession. The suspects, who are in their late teens or early 20s, will appear in court soon.
And abroad, Donald Trump is meeting the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia on the first major diplomatic tour of his second term in the White House. The U.S. president is expected to discuss trade and oil prices with Mohammed bin Salman. Before the talks began, Trump spoke highly about their relationship.
Number one, I like visiting with you, and we've known each other very well, and I really believe we like each other a lot. Number two, we've brought tremendous investment in and tremendous jobs, and we'll continue to service your great country very well.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. A reminder that stage 2 load shedding will be implemented during evening peak periods from 4 p.m. this afternoon. This will be in place until 10 p.m. on Thursday. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas squad for the World Test Championship final has been confirmed. The IPL will restart this weekend, but might be without some international stars. And Carlos Alcaraz is into the Italian Open quarterfinals.